This is Linda Sims, a voice of a people, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This is May the 2nd already. Boy, time is moving fast. And then sometimes it seems as if it's standing still. This is the 122nd day in the year of 2022. And there remains 243 days. Okay, we stream live on the web, also WWGH107.1 FM radio. You can download an app on any electronic device called TuneIn. And once you download it, please search WWGH. Or you can call in live during our show today by calling 740-383-9944 for questions or to make comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, at 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Every third Saturday of every month, they will be having free produce. The next one will be held May the 21st at Logos Christian Ministries, address 582 Lee Street, and on May the 21st. Also, they will be hosting a health fair, same day, same time, from 12 noon until 2 p.m. They will be having free food and prizes. The Health Department and Habitat for Humanity will also be a part of this. They will have screenings and education on blood pressure. They will be giving away diabetes recipes and stroke. They will be giving information on stroke awareness, glucose screenings, heart and vascular disease. It should be a fun time for everybody and an educational time. And maybe we can work on being more healthy. Also, Child's Evangelism Fellowship will have another rummage sale. This will take place May the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, and that will be this coming weekend. They will be open from 9 to 5, except for Saturday. They will be open till 9 until 2 p.m. This will take place at Marion Grace Church at 2813 Gooding Road here in Marion, Ohio. So please mark your calendars. We also have another event coming up, Solid Rock Church of God in Christ. This will take place Sunday, May the 15th from 11:15 a.m. Dinner will be served immediately after service. This is themed Women's Day, Standing in God's Promises, Hebrews 10 and 23. Guest speaker, Minister Shirlene Reese of Genesis Church of Marion, Ohio. Address for Solid Rock Church of God in Christ, where this event will take place, at 699 North State Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Pastor there is Elder Tommy T. Reese. Again, that is Sunday, May the 15th. I thought it was Mother's Day, but it's the Sunday after Mother's Day. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. It's titled Drama of Life. How many of you feel that sometimes your life is just so full of drama and you describe your life as drama? Well, I looked up the definition of drama and it says a play for theater, radio, or television. An exciting, emotional, and unexpected series of events or set of circumstances. Now let's see what the thought for today says about drama of life. Okay, now this seems like my email wants to load up now. Let me see. Let me try it this way. All right, here we go. Let me make it bigger so I can read it. Every passing moment is like a passing act in a play. Each of us are the actors playing out parts very well. An actor is never focused on another actor's part, continually criticizing it. He just gets on with his own part, playing it as best as he can. The drama of life is eternal, predestined, and accurate. Whatever anybody else says and does is their role, not mine. My task is to play my part right. Right thoughts restore rightness to the whole play. Practice detaching yourself from your role and experiencing the truth behind the role, and you will find yourself loving every instant of your role and the drama, too. Okay, that was a very insightful thought for today. We'll probably be talking about the drama of life. Now I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Tim Jones. Many of you know him. He is also a part of our dynamic duo, Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones. They do also a show together called Singles Choosing God's Best. And they play off each other. And they seem to be pretty popular nowadays. So I have Tim on by himself today. And I will be having Kimba on by herself again. And then I will bring them both back together. So just bear with us. It should be a good and exciting show, even though, Tim, introduce yourself.
Tim Jones, same old, same old, local entrepreneur. I mean, you name it, I probably do it for the most part. It's just community driven, trying to better our community and society and better life, period.
Hey, man, that was a lot in a mouthful, right?
Yes, yes.
Better life, better community, of course. And, you know, it's, I see now that we all should be on that page. Better. And do you have some new designs out?
Doing water. I'm doing some water. Hopefully I'm going to launch that probably in the next month or so.
Swimsuits?
No, water.
Bottle water. Yes. That's right. I remember water. That now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do a new design for clothing probably not until fall. I might put something out summer, I'm thinking, but I usually typically get really inspired by the fall time going into the winter. So, for clothing. But right now I'm working on about to be designing the space for this commercial building that we have, and we'll go from there.
Okay, commercial building. So you got a lot going on, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. A little bit.
Okay, well, I think, you know, you're still mentoring also, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think you mentioned that. Okay, so how's that going nowadays?
It's going real well. You know, I always look forward to seeing the people that I see weekly. They always inspire me, whether they know it or not. And, you know, whether they know it or not, I care deeply for them. I was talking to a young lady today, and she had a bunch of good news, and she was sitting with her partner and all that. And so we was just discussing. I said, if you don't know, I care about this young lady right here.
Right,
and they was
right.
Like, yeah, I could tell. So it's authentic, you know, and I care deeply for them. So I just want to see people do better.
Absolutely. And we all should be on that page also. It's like we've gotten some people have gotten so far away from what we even consider basic, from what we even consider the truth, you know, in the way of life. And just some things going on. I just can't believe it. Like the furry. You heard of the furry babies? You heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
Where they have kids crawling on the floor, acting like cats.
Oh, yeah, I didn't heard that. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know it had a name. I just knew kids
was acting
strange.
They call them furry babies, I think.
Nah, man, that's just crazy.
What is that?
Yeah, I didn't heard, like, kids will be at school, crawling on the ground, saying that they can be a pet if they want. Stems from a lot of other stuff that's going on in society. I don't want to make this political or nothing crazy, but yeah, that's kind of what you get. That's kind of aftermath when that's confusion.
That is confusion.
And we know where confusion comes from, because God is not the author of confusion.
No, he is not. And that was my prayer, I think, early in the last year. And earlier this year, Lord, please turn our people back to their right minds. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, people are confused, you know, COVID and all that. And we didn't know where that was coming from. And, oh, it was planted. It was intentional. So I don't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? So
regardless of what it was here, right?
Right. It's still here. Mm-hmm. Right. It's still here. I just did what I thought I needed to do for my safety.
Yes.
For myself. And I think we should live our lives accordingly, right? Mm-hmm. What's That's important right. to us. Right. And now, do you have more and more people coming in for counseling? Or?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy because sometimes I have couples reach out to me to do really? Relationship counseling and those things. And younger kids, I like to talk to, I do. Sometimes I get requests from parents. They will bring their kids in, be like, "Hey, will you just, you know, talk to my kids? They need some inspiration or some motivation, or, you know, they need to hear something from a different perspective or a different person."
True.
So a lot of times I do get to work with some kids from the request of the parents. So obviously, you know, that speaks volumes of, you know, what I do, and for them to trust me, you know, with giving their kids some advice. So that's pretty cool. And we're working on something. My cousin, he helped create the Level Up Club, and they have a festival, Hope Festival, coming up May 14th. And it's going to be it's going to be at Martin Luther King Park. It's going to be a little basketball tournament there for the kids. It's going to be vendors, all type of things. And it's just going to be for it's going to help raise money for the community, and, you know, to help these kids and just show them that, you know, there's hope. And we're right here with you. And if you feel lost, if you feel any type of way, you know, come and talk to us. So it's going to be a real good event. So parents, bring your kids out. Community, come out. It's going to be at Martin Luther King Park. At May 14th, I believe. I'll bring the flyer in.
Yes, please do.
Just to make sure to get it all the way out there. Plus, it's on my Facebook. So okay. You guys go to Tim Jones' Facebook and check that out.
Right, yeah. Right. I might get it off of there also. Because it's just so important. I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know or not aware of right now yourself. Because I was just talking to a couple of days ago, I think a week or so ago. It's never too late to shut off your learning or your wisdom that you know that's coming into you and from people that really care about you and are trying to share your wisdom and trying to help build you up so you can get on out there and do your thing, right? Live your own life. And so many people are so desperate for that right now. And yeah. I think it's a good thing that they want it.
Yes.
And that somebody's not trying to force it on them. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want this? So, and I like the idea that you are also counseling relationships, people yes. who want better relationships. So how is that going for you?
It goes pretty good. Most of the time I let them talk and, come up with a solution. And they put it to the test. You know, they go throughout the whole week. And typically I come back and I get a good report, you know, and they're like, "Yo, you know, that made sense. We tried that. It's working. We noticed a change." And that's all it's about, coming in with an open mind to, you know, do something different. Because sometimes we get stuck in that mundaneness of a relationship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can predict almost everything that's about to happen, from the conversation to the type of mood that a person is going to be in when they walk in the door and those type of things. And sometimes it could just be we simply get too used to a person, mm-hmm, you know, and we get in our own rhythms, you know.
True.
Get in our own little eight counts.
True. That is so true. And when you're talking to a couple, how do you get them on the same page? Is that just through challenges also?
Not only that, but listening. Because I think that's a major part of it, to allow the person to talk and the other person listen, no matter how rough it may be, mm-hmm. no matter how harsh it may be coming from the other person's mouth, they need to hear that truth. And then allowing that other person to be quiet and the other couple to say what's on their mind and their heart. And then me listening to both and coming from a neutral ground, not necessarily taking sides, but coming up with a solution that's practical. And that's the thing. You have to come up with practicality. People will come and be like, "Oh, we're unhappy." And I can't just say, "Well, be happy." you know, you have to refigure what does happiness look like for the both of you.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And then we go there and we figure the solution for that and then make it practical, something that they can put into practice to where they can see the results. And once they begin to see the results, then they begin to be open for more suggestions.
Right, right.
You know, and they will know, okay, well, this worked and this didn't work. And it's just, we keep going. We right. keep going. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. That's big, Tim. That's big. I guess I want to go back to young people. These are elementary or teenagers.
The younger people, they could be elementary, teenagers. It's just it's whatever the parent, you know, different ages. But, you know, they're not adults quite yet. You know, one kid I spoke with, I think he was in high school, and he was just a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit. And we had a discussion, and he came back a couple times, and he, like, every time now, he just feels liberated, and he thanks me for just the small advice that I gave him, and, mm-hmm. and it holds a lot of weight with him, and he's really focused. He really focused. With our conversation, he kind of knew what he wanted to do, but now he like, that's my goal. That I am going to do this now type deal. And that's all he needed was a small push in the right direction. And basically I said the same thing his mom was really telling him, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to hear from somebody else.
You get tired of listening to that same mm-hmm. voice, you know, I do like that. So it seems that you're being very well received no matter the age, mm-hmm. right? Young or teenagers, yeah. Or young adults.
Well, I try to break it down as simple as possible. You know, I when I speak to people and I try to explain things and I do the little illustrations, like I try to break it down to how could my daughter understand this? Or how could a 6-year-old or 5-year-old, how can I really break this down to where take all the complexity out and just be like, okay, yeah, that's easy. That's what I try to do, make it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. Mm. Because sometimes you have to break it down like that for adults.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You're talking to a 6-year-old, you know. And even though we don't like to hear it, mm-hmm. but that's so true sometimes, you know, because I think we can get so carried away in what we think is right. And this is my way, and this is how I want it to mm-hmm. be, you know. Or you hurt my feelings because you have something to say about my decision to do something one way. But I also feel like if you've already taken the steps to live together, then you're not just by yourself.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you got to open up to listen to the other person's point of view. You just can't throw stuff on people, you
yes.
know?
Yep.
So, I guess to say that, that also lines up with the singles choosing God's best. Mm-hmm. All this is kind of working together for you. And I think that is so inspiring. For those of you who have any questions, please call in today at 740-383-9944. I almost gave you my personal phone number. That's what the delay was. But anyway, do that. Now, I do want to talk about drama of life. Because I know there was a post that you had made, what was that, a week or so ago, about... And you say he was getting a lot of flack back from it. What was that quote you made? I think I can pull it up. What is it?
Super simple too.
Yeah.
Oh, women encourage women start encouraging. Pretty much stop being toxic. Stop encouraging other women to be toxic.
Right, to be toxic.
Yeah. And I think because I put the label women, because I mean that's honestly. Honestly, women is like my audience on Facebook. That's where I get a lot of the engagement and those things from. I have a large audience of women that seem to be engaged in what I post. So when I post a lot of things, it's mainly for them, you know. So don't take it personal. Don't feel like I'm being misogynist or whatever. A pig, sex is none of that, you know, that's just my audience, right? And so when I said that, a couple people maybe disagreed, you know, it's like, why don't you talk to the men? It's different. I talk to the men differently. I don't talk to men on Facebook like that. Number one, it's just weird. Number two, I talk to men face to face. It's different. I can approach a man from a different level, especially if we see what direction they're going in. And if I don't agree, I can step to that man and we can have a conversation. And that's a one-on-one, right? You can't do that. You know, I can't necessarily just do that with women. You know,
true.
Know what I mean? It's just, it's a different approach. A woman can be very guarded, you know, and all those things. So it's a different approach. And this is my way. My Facebook is my way of kind of, you know, saying some of the things that I see and some of the things that I think, in my opinion. You don't have to agree. It's simply my opinion, but it's my page.
Yes. But I do know this as from an example. I have a sister that would say things like that. You don't have nobody. You know, he doing this and that. He would so-and-so and that. You know, it's like, and when you hear things like that, you can brush it off, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like, once you think about it, it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It like digs down inside. And I'm thinking, well, what do I want from this relationship? Do I want anything from it or not? Sometimes I don't. You know, mm-hmm. back then, I didn't really. It was just really something to do, you know, mm-hmm. go out every now and then. But why sabotage someone else?
Mm-hmm. Because of your bad experiences or whatever it may be, or your bad perception or outlook. Whatever it may be, you know, and I thought, to me, honestly, I thought the status was empowering. I was really coming from a spot to try to empower women, to encourage other women, just, you know, do it in a positive manner. You know, if you're going to be influential, I will hope you be more influential on a positive end than a negative end. And that's really where I was coming from that, because people got to understand, I have a daughter, right? And my daughter's with me majority of the time. Okay, and my daughter watches the YouTubes, and she has social media, she has a TikTok, you know, that type of stuff, and she sees the TV, and I don't want her to behave in that manner, not act. To me, there's a difference between acting and behaving. Like, acting is, I don't normally, it's something that comes out of, in a sense, nowhere. People be like, why are you acting up? Right, it's not. They taken by surprise because that's not your character.
Right.
You over there acting up. You know, right, like your mom and dad used to say, right? But behavior now, that's consistent.
Yes,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Like that's real consistent. So I don't want her, in a sense, to pick up those small things and be, in a sense, toxic and encouraging other. Young girls to be toxic.
Right. In other words, bringing out the negative.
Yeah, because like right now, that's cool. It's cool to be toxic. It's cool to be petty. It's cool to be in drama, you know. And it's not cool. Even though society is making it look cool, it's really not cool.
And, I, you know, when I look at the hip-hop shows, the Hollywood Wives and... Wives of New Jersey, or the wives out in California, mm-hmm. or the basketball wives, it's sort of based on drama,
mm-hmm.
you know, and these women are getting paid to act like this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it may be some of their character, but I don't even watch them. Yeah. I can't handle all that drama.
Negativity
and stuff, you know?
That drama is entertaining for people, right?
I
just sick of seeing it as much as it just gets watered down. You see it everywhere. It's just watered down.
But I think what they don't understand is hyping them up, mm-hmm. watching that. Then they cop an attitude, because it was giving me an attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, making me feel like, you know, I needed to be boisterous about certain things that go on in my life or my daughter's lives or my mm-hmm. granddaughter's life, you know. But I still want to be real.
Yeah.
And I want to be honest and I want to be fair. But that's why I don't watch them. Because a lot of things you watch on TV gets into your spirit, mm-hmm. and then you're acting these things out yourself, not even realizing what you're doing.
Yep.
You know, not only are you sabotaging your own relationships or future, you're sabotaging somebody else's.
Yes.
So I really, I liked that post.
Thank you.
That you sent. I really did. If nothing else, it should make people look at themselves and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we should be doing in life today. Self-evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
You with that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All day long.
Okay.
Evaluating the self, going, just reflecting, you know, and building your self-esteem. That's been my theme for today when I was talking to people today. It's like self-esteem, being in tune with your star player and building up your esteem. Like when you put boiling water on the stove and it starts boiling, where does the steam go? Up, you know. What's that? Dry ice? Now that falls. That falls right to the ground, right? It's dense and it falls to the ground. You know, that's not, you know, you want self-esteem. You want it to be high. You don't want dry ice. Right. You don't want to be dry and cold.
Right, right. And it's a good thing that you're sharing that with people and also in your mentorship programs that you're doing. And, you know, God has blessed you to be inspiration to people. Mm-hmm. And that's big.
Yeah. That's a gift from him.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you have to use those gifts God give us wisely, you know, and just let people know this is where it came from. Yeah. I give him all the glory for what I have and what he's done in my life. You know, I know people may laugh at this, but Sunday I asked God to go to church with me.
Yeah.
You know, but I meant that. Absolutely. Go to church with me today, Lord. You know, just making him a part of my day. You know, not always assuming that he's right here with me, right?
Yeah. Oh man, I'm going through a thing where my prayer life. I'm trying to increase my prayer life. You know, it's real important to me. I want to know how to pray, when to pray. You know, who to pray for at the time. I just want to just be more involved in that. Like I feel like I talk to God a lot, but I feel like there's certain people that I can name off the top of my head. Just to me, got a powerful prayer life. One is my friend DeVelle. She has a powerful prayer life. The other is my brother Marshall. He has a powerful prayer life. And I'm like, I want that. Like the way they, I don't know just how they got it. Like to me, it's like, that's something I can, you know, that inspires me, their prayer life. And I'm like, how can I get that? You know? And so I'm just asking the Father, like, yo, help me with this.
Right.
Help me with this. I want to be like that. That's a piece of me that's important.
It is important.
It's important.
It's very important. Yes.
I fasted today, you know, so it was cool. I haven't fasted in a while, you know. I did a little fast. I know I shouldn't tell everybody, but, you know, it was for that. I just want to be better in that. You want something from the Father, I'm willing to sacrifice some things to get it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And even in telling them, you're giving them some tools as far as what they may need to do to get something from God that they really want to glorify him. It's not for your glory, but it should be for his glory, you know. I thought at one time I had a dynamic prayer life also, and people would tell me, girl, you really can pray. But it's being constant, and you know, and you do give up stuff to part of yourself, you know, to be that. Getting up out of bed anytime God nudges you. Get up. You know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe you just got into bed and went to sleep. You know, he's like, get up, now it's time to pray. You know, like, oh, I should drag myself out that bed, had a cover still over my head and a flashlight under the cover so I could see the Bible, you know. Mm-hmm. I was there. Any little thing happened, it was like he would just nudge me if I said something wrong. But reading those scriptures, writing down scriptures, writing down prayers, and just reading those prayers over, he built up in me a prayer ministry.
Good.
Prayer ministry. I know at one time I was praying with Mother Hatch on TV 39 on Friday
nights.
Yeah,
I remember TV 39.
Yeah, people call in for prayer requests. But I never thought I would be that or that he would even use me for that. I never even considered it. So, like they say, be careful what you ask for.
Oh, yeah.
You just may get it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, it
is. That's a good thing. Yeah, and we need more prayer warriors.
Absolutely. I think everybody should be able to know how to communicate with the Father, man.
Yes, the times that we're living in, we need prayer warriors. There's so much to pray for and so much to pray about. Is there anything you want to share with us while we're on the air? I'm so glad you brought up the event at Martin Luther King Park. And you say that's May 14th, right?
Yes. I'm going to bring in the flyer just to make sure the date is correct. But yes, I believe it's May 14th.
Okay. Yeah, I have to make note of that. Drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, drama.
Life is drama. I'm going to go back to this. We're going to talk about this for the rest of our time together. I guess I should have put more things together for our time together today. Okay, every passing moment is like a passing act in a play. Each of us are the actors playing out parts very well. There was a song years ago, "The whole world is a stage. Everybody's playing a part." Mm-hmm. The stage is set. The curtain goes up. Mm-hmm. The scene is a broken heart. That was the song, right?
Yeah.
So, and that is so true sometimes.
It is.
There's somebody with a broken heart somewhere who have trusted somebody with their heart, which mm-hmm. God says, guard your heart.
Guard your heart. Protect it. Yeah.
So, how can we not get our heart involved, Tim?
We human beings, I think our heart will be involved regardless. I think we have to learn to listen to the heart more. I think we listen to the mind more than we listen to the heart. And I think sometimes that can get us in trouble. You got to have a balance between both. Let's say I'm about to do something I know I shouldn't do.
Right.
And my heart's already telling me, no, Tim, don't do this. You know you're wrong. Don't do it. Everything in you, from the gut to the heart, is telling you not to do it. But you know what my mind does? My mind says, it's going to give me 1,000 different reasons why I should do it. And it's going to make it logical, and it's going to justify it. So that's what the mind do. It brings justification and also brings reasoning. And that, in a sense, it also could be bad judgment. Really, what it is bad judgment. And so you go ahead and do the thing that you wasn't supposed to do, that you knew you wasn't supposed to do, right? And then when it's all said and done, after you do it, you feel like what? Crap. Reason why you feel like crap afterwards is because now you stuck listening to the heart again. And now you have the shame behind it. You have the guilt and all those things, right? So it's just, I feel like we have to learn to listen to our heart. Even going into relationships, rather it's a relationship like a platonic relationship, friendship, marriage, you know, boyfriend girlfriend status, all those type of things. You have to listen to your heart, and you also have to guard your heart. You know, don't put yourself in certain situations that will allow your heart to be broken. You know, or don't continue to overlook red flags or these things. Because we know, like, we see these things, but we ignore them. Because the mind, the logic piece of the mind gives us the reasoning and it gives us the judgment portion of it. And we go against the heart. And what happens is you're not stuck. Your head might hurt a little bit, but that heart's going to be... The heart gonna feel like you're gonna want to go to sleep. I'm trying to tell you.
Right. And it says, an actor is never focused on another person's part, continually criticizing it. Now that's similar to what we was talking about, the toxic, mm-hmm. being toxic, right? So, would you respond to that the same way? Not being focused on another actor's parts, because we're all our actors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yeah, because we tend to be critical of other people a lot, you know, trying to tell them how they should live and try to tell them how they should act or behave and this, that, and the third. But it's just like that Bible verse, pull the plank out your eye, all right? Pull that whole plank. You got this person got a speck of sawdust in their eye, and you got a whole plank, and you're trying to correct them. Why are you so focused on them anyway? Get your own house in order. You know,
Amen.
Get yourself in order, right?
Amen.
And I think if we, I think people will be more so better by following by example than a person just throwing out instructions and criticism, you know?
Right. I know my daughter said, Mom, he's only talking about a splinter. Some splinters only like a millisecond of a space, but they hurt so bad when mm-hmm. they're in your finger, right? Mm-hmm. But you walking around with a whole tree limb hanging out your eye, right?
Absolutely. Doesn't make sense.
And when I thought about that, I was like, wow, could you imagine walking around with a tree limb hanging out your eye, you mm-hmm. know? But you're so focused on that little spot in somebody else's life or in their life.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of us are great advice givers to their friends, but then they won't take their own advice. Like, wow, you're really good at that, but you don't take your own, right? Mm-hmm, you don't take your own. Why is that so difficult for us?
I don't know. And that's something else, too. You can give other people good advice, mm-hmm. but you won't take it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if we forget it or don't think it apply to us or, you know, what that's about. But that's true, too. That even goes as far as saying God's blessing. Oh, God is going to bless you. He's going to make sure you have what you need. And then when we fall mm-hmm. short, it's like...
We're in a panic.
God, oh, you still there, right? Mm-hmm. Answer me, Lord. Show me.
Come on, man. What's up?
Well, and it says, just get on your own part, playing it as best you can.
Yeah. And, you know, that's sound advice. Play your role as best as you can. Play the role that you got going on right now to the best of your ability, if it's positive. If it's negative and you don't like it, begin to change it. You know, those are the things you critique. Like, I critique myself in the manner of certain things I don't like about myself. Mm-hmm. Not that I hate myself, but there's certain things that I don't like that I do, mm-hmm. right? And right, so right. I work at those things so I can become better, right? And that's by choice. Because if somebody sit there and tell me, Tim, you need to do this, you need to do that, I'm not listening to that. I don't care. Like, I know what I'm going to be doing. I know what I need to do for me, right?
Right, right.
But I don't need you to necessarily tell me it's okay. It's okay, but when you're critiquing me and you don't have a solution for me.
Right, right.
Now you're just critiquing me in a sense to criticize me in a negative manner because you didn't bring a solution
right.
to what you're critiquing. So, and that's why I like, in a sense, when you watch these, let's say, American Idols and all those things, mm-hmm. they will critique that person, but they also going to give them some advice on how to help them. Hey, that was good, true. But, you know, let's try this, this, and this next time, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 or let's work at, you know, doing this, 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 and third. Right. So, same thing. Yeah.
Same. This drama of life is eternal, predestined, and accurate.
Yeah. I just feel like in life, when we deal with choices, we all make choices, right? And every choice that you make, I don't feel like reality says this is a good choice, this is a bad choice. They say this is a choice, right? And it just gives you the results of that, right? So if you put corn in the ground, you're going to get back corn. Mm-hmm. Don't put corn in the ground and expect a broccoli because Mother Nature is not going to change the composition of that seed.
Right.
And be like, oh, yeah, I know what he wanted. He wanted broccoli. No, it's going to be like, no, you put corn in the ground, I gave you corn.
Get corn, right?
You want broccoli, put broccoli seeds in the ground, right? And so the same thing for that. So we definitely... In the sense of it being predestined and having that journey, it's just you want to do better, make better decisions, make better choices.
What about the drama of life is eternal?
I mean, everything we do being judged by the Father, you know. There's not one spoken word that come out of my mouth that I'm not going to be judged on. Not one deed that I've done that I'm not going to be judged on. So, yeah, life's dramas, it's eternal. It's eternal. I'm trying to get back home.
Right, and be my own self.
Mm-hmm.
Be my own self. Wow. Right thoughts restore rightness to the whole play.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still using this as a play, as a drama scene, as a scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Life scene. Practice detaching yourself from your role and experiencing the truth behind the role, and you will find yourself loving every instant of your role and the drama too. So how do you practice detaching yourself from your role and experiencing the truth?
Well, I mean, like I tell everybody, there's a reason why, like, we're so adaptive. Environment. Think about your environment. If you're in an environment where people talk like this, act like this, walk like this, eventually you're going to do that. Because as humans, we're made to just adapt to our environment. This is why we don't need to be like a chameleon and change colors and have all this fur and all this other stuff because we have a mind, right? And sometimes you have to detach yourself from the people, places, and things in order for you to get better. like I said, there's certain things about myself that I didn't like. I didn't like that I didn't have self-control and all those things. I had to I had to learn to detach from that. I had to surrender it. And then I had to learn to begin to detach from that. That's no longer who I am. Right. That's no longer the role I'm going to play in my life, which is go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Right.
Now I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to think about what I'm going to say. I'm also going to think about my actions, those type of things. So sometimes, yeah, we have to detach from the old person.
Right.
You know, because God said, I'm going to make you new. Mm-hmm. I have to detach from that old lifestyle. I have to detach from that old way of thinking. I have to detach from all that so I can be of new. I can't bring that stuff with me.
Right, right. So when you were talking about what you had to detach yourself from, did you say anger management?
Pretty much.
Yeah, anger management.
Pretty much. No self-control.
Was it you that noticed it or someone around you?
Well, I think I kind of knew, but I didn't care. Like, I would just snap for no reason. Like it'd be something simple happened in basketball, and I'll just snatch. And I think what really opened my eye is my cousin, William, my cousin Shantez, he told me one day, he's like, bro, what's wrong with you? Like, bro, talk to me. Like, you always just, you go from 0 to 100 real quick, and it's not that serious. We need to figure out what's going on with you. Like, he was concerned for me.
Right.
Right? And that's when I really started to evaluate my actions. After he kind of brought that up, I really began to figure out, okay, Tim, what is going on? What is the underlying issue? Because you have been doing this for a long time. What
right.
is really
right.
bothering you? Let's get to it and let's solve the issue. Let's begin to heal from it.
Right.
Right? And once I began to do that, and I don't even think I was even good right away from then. I think it took me punching a hole in my mama's wall, her wall, not my own. I punched a hole in her wall. And that was it for me. I'm like, bro, I went to work and I'm just tears going down my face. I'm like, God, listen, you got to take this away from me. Because if you don't, if I could have, I would have been did it. Mm-hmm. But obviously I can't. So it was something I had to give to him.
Surrender.
And, yeah, and he started putting me in situations, because you pray for something. He started putting me in more situations where I had to examine self-control and I had to practice it. I had to practice it. And what I noticed was I started handling things slightly differently, slightly a little bit better. And now I'm to a point where a lot of things won't even bother me now like it would have been.
Right, right, right.
So
priceless.
Yeah, it really was.
That was priceless information that you just shelled out there to all of us. Self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he gets the glory.
Yeah.
And he gets the glory from that, because I know I didn't do it, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it by myself. Like I said, if I could have did it, I would have been did it a while ago. And I needed help. I understood that.
Yes, yes. Wow, that is so powerful. To God gets all the glory for that. And everything that we do, really.
Mm-hmm.
He really does get the glory, because we're powerless without him.
Yes.
And without him, we can do nothing. But, Tim, I just want you to give the people some advice about some of the things we talked about. We're wrapping up our last, looks like, 50 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, the best advice is for me to you is take care of yourself. Build up your self-esteem, build up your confidence, and just, you know, keep God first, and don't stop learning, you know, that's it for me.
Well, thank you, Tim, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Love you. You stay
love
in
you
there, you
thank
hang
you.
In there, continue to be the best that you can be, and help other people to be as good as they can be as well. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And remember, we also stream live on the web, WWGH1071.com. Till next time, be blessed. See you tomorrow, same time, same station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my God. That's a great story. So Mother Goose was...
Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose out your
ribs.
Oh,
what fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from